This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Jean on Joy. Hey, hey, Robbie.
I'm learning who Rosie Jones is.
Rosie Jones is a fantastic comedian that was here as a part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and was an absolute hoot. But we're not alone, are we? Are we, Robbie?
We're certainly not. We're joined in the studio not by someone who is irregular to this studio. Is that a terrible way to introduce somebody?
Can we just take a moment? Normally when people use that word, they think of bowel movements.
That's what I was
going
to say.
Where are you going?
As soon as the words
where
came out,
I went,
this is terrible.
That's just irregular,
but here she is. We love her anyway.
She keeps it regular and she's here with us. I don't even know what to say to that. We have... Do you want to start
please,
the game back?
Please welcome Michelle Shepherd into the Mad Wednesday studio. How are you, Michelle?
No. From this point forward, you should always refer to me as badass woman, Michelle. After your post on Facebook.
Oh, I thought you were going to say irregular.
No. After calling me irregular, you totally that's right now.
No, I did. I did share. You were on Nine News recently and I watched it from home and I was... so excited and so moved because it was such and I believe I described you as a boss ass woman.
Well, that is correct. You were on Nine News. By the way, everyone, Michelle's obviously a very familiar voice here to Joy. Very familiar as Mama Mish. And now has dived into the drive seat for Thursday Drive with Bree, which is very exciting.
That is very exciting to go from being a specialty show on trans issues for, 5 years now? Now to come in and do my own drive show with an amazing crew.
It's so much fun, isn't it? Drive is a whole heap of fun. But we've got you in here for a whole other reason. But let's touch on that for a quick second because you were on Nine News last week.
Yes.
You were talking about the fact that in Victoria, it's been put forward for transgender people to be able to change their birth certificates without unnecessary harmful surgery.
Yeah. Look, and the problem is there's so many conversations held in so many places that we're not brought into or, like, for example, the conversation started in the morning on a morning talk show.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people calling in and I called them up and I said, so when are you going to actually have one of us as part of this and actually include us in the conversation? Because this is kind of getting old. And next thing you know, the producers at 9 call me up and go, who's that woman? Let's get her in here.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, there's much work going on behind the scenes with folks like Sally Goldner, who's always done an amazing job throughout the years. There was work being done, with Roe Allen's office, all that. So there's a lot of work going on in the background, but, it's about protecting the conversation and... I pretty much was dragged into it and
that was great.
Channel 9, yeah.
But that was wonderful being able to actually, people to be able to hear from a transgender person. It's a shame that these organizations don't get them in to actually hear from them and hear their point of view.
And many of us are in so many other places we don't see as well. So, many corporate spaces, a lot of us doing training. Myself, I'm doing a lot within top leagues. Melbourne as well. So I'm kind of all over the place. But this was really important because many of us only have a birth certificate as identification. And I myself, a few pieces of my documentation still actually have a male marker.
Yeah.
And that's really triggering for a lot of folks. So when you're going into applying for things and they immediately will start putting you in your mail or you go to Centrelink because you have that marker, all of a sudden male. And it's really difficult. It's not about being a snowflake or anything like that. It's like I want to walk in and actually be treated the way that I identify.
I mean, I look at it as a way if someone just called me by a different name or it's just someone not recognizing me and it must be really triggering and upsetting.
Yeah, because there's another piece of my documentation still has Daniel on it instead of Michelle.
Yeah.
And so, it's making sure that those things are all aligning.
Speaking of everything lining up, we've got you in here for a very specific reason because you work for Fitted for Work.
Yes, I do.
And you're a part of their transgender outreach program?
Right. So what this program was funding that came from Jobs Victoria for the Victorian government. We received just under $230,000 from the government around bringing in trans women. So when I'm talking about trans women, I'm talking those who are gender diverse, non-binary, who present in a feminine manner.
Yeah.
Because most of our services are based around women's issues. And the idea was to take this and make it more of a women's issue and not so much an LGBT issue.
Yeah.
And getting trans women socializing with cisgendered women and actually learning how to navigate the employment space and getting
advice.
Because
that's what Fitted for Work do, yeah?
Exactly. Helping those who are experiencing disadvantages from everything from domestic violence to, there are women who are looking to come out of, say, sex work, and not to shame that, but basically there are some who want to get out of that.
Yeah. And if they want to and be able to change thing. You need that help to be able to navigate exactly. and guide what that means. And Fitter for Work, and you specifically working within that area with other transgender women and gender non-binary, etc.
And my role there is actually the transgender community liaison officer. So I'm there. So if anybody does need help, I'm there to educate staff as well. We bring people in. They get full outfitting by a proper stylist. They get mock interviews, CV support, makeup so classes. I've just recently brought in La Trobe University to do speech therapy. We've got companies like Bupa who are helping out with CVs and cover
letters.
That's
so wonderful.
LinkedIn who are coming in. I'm giving the whole package. And if there's things we still need, I'm looking forward to bringing it in.
Well, it's so important because what is it like? I mean, you've experienced this, you know, when you had transitioned and when you re-entered the workplace and trying to find a job and trying to, you know, stay true to yourself and what that means. It can be really daunting.
Oh, completely. And, you know, it was actually Fitted for Work who gave me that springboard to become Mama Mish in a lot of ways. Because I lost my voice. I lost my confidence.
Yeah.
And it was being able to go out there and pay this forward as well and bring in others to the community and saying, this is what made me. So let me bring this to you.
Well, it's also that thing of what you may understand what gave you confidence in a certain gender in one way in the workplace. And that can be something completely different when you are representing as your true identity. And that can change for you or how it makes you feel to be seen in that way. So having this kind of space and education and guidance to be able to build you up in the workplace and build trans women up to be able to, or women, all women in general, up to be able to get this support and guidance they need is really important. Now, we've had you guys in from Fitted for Work before. Well, I'm sure you will have you in again.
Yes.
But, and I'll put the details of that podcast up because that's absolutely fantastic later on tonight. But we've got you in specifically because next week there is a transgender women job prep expo going on.
Correct.
Tell us a bit about that.
All right. So on Monday the 1st, we put an invite out on Facebook with a booking system. So you have to book a ticket to get into to the event.
It's
so
a free event,
it's
by the way.
It's a very free event. And it's basically an expo going from space to space to space to take a look at things like outfitting, CV support, makeup, all of that. And this is for those who are transgender, obviously the umbrella term, but gender diverse, non-binary, she, her, they, them, in order to go and get a taste of what some of the services we have, if they want to take them further.
By the way, if you think you fit into that box but you're not sure, you can reach out to Michelle or Fitted for Work to be able to actually ask that question. I know it can be really daunting and confusing for people because they can look at that label and they can think, is that me or is that right or what does that mean?
Exactly.
So I the best thing to do is to ask because this is not about creating pathways to close people away from anything. It's actually about building them up and spreading them out and giving this access to the women however you identify that need it.
Exactly. And look, and there's folks out there who are really struggling as, maybe a female to male as well who might need a little bit of help as well. Look, anybody who is struggling with that, just definitely reach out. And it's just michelle@fittedforwork.org.
Yeah. So how's the expo actually going to work?
So basically coming in, we're going to go and do a bit of an opening.
That's in Brunswick, something's
Brunswick,
happening.
Brunswick, yep, at a place called Siteworks. And we have different stations that are moved around. So we're moving people in different groups to sit down. Say, for example, with Bupa, they've got about four people sitting there. And we're going to do some one-on-one, basically, consultations and looking at your cover letter, looking at your CV, looking
at the
things that are there. We're looking at bringing in a photographer down the road to do things like a profile picture for your LinkedIn profile so that you have that professionalism about it. There's not a lot of focus on this.
No.
Which is something that's been needed for quite some time. So what we're doing is then looking at a makeup session where people can do, what are the things that will cover for like my beard? Just some basics that you need in the workplace. What does basic skincare cover look like?
Yeah. Because you don't know, do you? There's no guidebook.
No.
There's no guidebook going, hi, this is what it means to be a transgender woman. Here's your steps A to 23.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing like that.
And everybody's steps are different.
And everyone's different. And you've got to and everyone's often figuring this out alone. So I think it's really great
that
this is existing.
I had to go from basically a shirt, collar, tie, to dress, makeup, everything. And the thing is there's a lot of misconceptions that, oh, I need to know have my eyeliner on flick. No, you don't.
I still can't even put mine
on
properly.
It's horrible, isn't it? But that's the thing. It's about basically giving you the skills you need to get started. And all this is giving us a taste of what we can do going forward. But it's also a chance to give feedback and saying, hey, these services are great. maybe we want this instead. Maybe we could use this instead. Because, again, this has never been done before, nowhere ever. And so we're doing something quite unique for the trans community.
That's amazing.
Look, it's one of a long list of fantastic things that that you are a part of. And in ways in which you do support this community, you know that I'm a big fan of yours. What were the details again for those experts?
Yeah, how can people find out about the details?
Well, go to Fitted for Work's Facebook page. Just go look Fitted for Work on Facebook. And there's an event on there that's basically for the first. And then there's a link there to do the booking. Now, if you guys were to go and actually share on the link for the booking part,
it's already actually up. It's pre-programmed in. If you jump onto the Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean Facebook page and on my personal Dean Arcuri Twitter, the details are already there so that you can see them. And there's the link to the event, and that will take you through to Fitted for Work.
But again, if you just email me, so just Michelle, as you normally would spell Michelle, at fittedforwork.org. Just email me if you have any difficulty, and we'll get you sorted out. And if you want further help or any kind of conversation or just have a coffee, reach out because I'm there to help.
And you can also reach out to Robbie and myself and we will happily point you in the right direction. Michelle, you are sticking around. You're on Mad Wednesdays. Thank you for coming and talking in about that though. But you're not going anywhere. We want to hear about Thursdays now. Yeah. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9. And this is Trust. I thought it said Superman remix, but it's Super Mini. So I'm a little bit disappointed, but I'm sure it'll be great.
I don't want you if I can be around the other man, 'cause that's what I'll do, that's what I'll do. I think you'll never have enough, 'cause to you I gave my blood. So what are we to do? Come
are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we're still joined in the studio by the very regular Mitch.
Very regular. Oh, my God. It sounds like she's going to the toilet.
I know. This is great. Now, Mitch, we were talking earlier about Fitted for Work and the expo coming up, but there's lots of other exciting things happening in your life. For example, you're now a drive host here
at
Joy.
I'm now a drive host.
Now, you have been, of course, hosting a part of the Trans POV for 5 years, you said?
Well, we had Trans POV, Trans Positions. There was things like Family Matters that I was a part of because...
You've been on so many shows. You've been all over the station. And you've been filling in. You filled in for Robbie a few times here on Drive as well. And starting last week, you're on your own Drive show on a Thursday with Bree. So how was your first Drive show solo like?
It was interesting because, you know, when you're doing advocating so much and you're talking about the same topics, especially in radio, to go and shift completely out of that, you're like... What do I say?
Yeah, you get to have fun now. It's really different, isn't it? On Drive, you get to have fun. It's really exciting.
I've earned my stripes or something like that. My microphone. I don't know. It's just, it's nice to actually have that change.
Were you nervous with the first show?
I was actually, and it's actually a good feeling. Like every time you get up to do a new show or whether you're speaking or whatever, you still got those nerves. So it was a good nerves. I'm going. You know, I'm out of my comfort zone. I can't wait.
Yeah, I've acknowledge that quite a lot.
Has Robbie finally gotten over the hump of his nerves?
Every now and then I still get a little bit nervous when things are a little bit different, and I love it. But it's not that scary nerves anymore. It's that excited nerves. So I did a similar thing coming from, you know, a specialist background to radio. And isn't it great, the freedom? Because you're like, we can talk about anything.
Yeah, I know. Look, think about how many things we're having in the, like, and I obviously normally pack too many things in a show, but it keeps us entertained. So have you got anything you can tease us with for tomorrow's Drive show?
Well, I know we're talking about the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. We're covering NAIDOC as well.
Lovely.
So there's a few things in there we're going on. We've got an amazing team coming in there. So I've got T, who's coming in as basically an anchor, helping out with that and helping us ground ourselves and build the show.
Which is great.
We've got the amazing support throughout the entire station as well. Everyone's very excited by it too. And also we've got a really new producer that's come on to help us get it going too. So
that's wonderful.
It's a really solid team and really excited.
Well, I love that you guys, we had an hour of pride today on the show for the first hour and it was wonderful. And I love that you guys are also talking about the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising as well. Let's just play a little clip of pride. This is from Gianna in New York.
When you're growing up and you're different, it's hard to accept the fact that you're different and it's hard to know that it's okay. And it's important for young people to be confident in who they are so they can blossom into beautiful humans and not be sad about their sexuality or their gender identity or expression. It's important for them to know that it's normal. My name's Gianna and I'm 18 years old. I'm just like a radiant person. I like to smile. I like to make others smile. I like to be happy. I'm still figuring things out. I still don't know exactly who I am or what my sexuality is. I just know I'm not straight. It's okay to not know who you are yet. Because, like, when you're growing up, there's always this pressure of, like, you need to know, like, you got to hurry up, figure everything out. It's okay to take your time to figure out who you are, what you're about. Your journey is yours, and you just have to focus on you.
Love it.
Isn't that great?
It's amazing. One of the best things we have coming up as well, like, I've noticing a lot of spaces are really honoring the trans play position in all of this.
Yeah.
And like even on Friday night, I'm speaking at part of our Footscray and to acknowledge Stonewall as well. Yeah. So there's a lot of really amazing things.
Visibility means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
It does.
And it's so important to just stand up and show that. And you can tune in tomorrow to hear more of Michelle.
Yay. That's right.
And Bree, I'm driving you home on a Thursday from 4 till 6:30.
Talk to you then.
We'll see you then. Thanks for coming in. What were you going to say, Robbie?
I said they could be the new second favorite Drive show.
Exactly.
I don't know what to say. It's all irregular. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.